Hi, friends. It's your friend, Bob. This is the Bob's Top 5 podcast. It's where I pick out 5 songs came out last week, and I play them for you like this. And then we can talk about them separately. I am coming at you live from Tokyo, Japan, where it is the day we're leaving Japan. We've been here all week. Our flight was delayed, actually, today. But, wow, what a good time. I am exhausted, but really happy with how everything turned out. And I'm happy to be going home, too. All these songs I listened to either in Japan or on the airplane. And it was a pretty great week of music. Here's number 5. That's a bit of a song called On Tonight by Rosalie. I was unfamiliar with Rosalie, this artist from Philadelphia, and I dug it. It was Stereo Gum's album of the week, so usually I'll give that one a listen if it intrigues me, and this one did. Here is number 4. If that sounds like the Jesus and Mary chain, that's because it is the Jesus and Mary chain. They put out a record last week, and it's pretty good. It sounds pretty fresh. And when I say pretty fresh, I mean it sounds like the Jesus and Mary chain in 2024. The song is called J-A-M-C-O-D, which looks like jam cod, but they do spell it out. So I think it's J-A-M-C-O-D. Jesus and Mary Chain, OD, I think is what it stands for. But there were a few songs on this record I enjoyed, and I was happy that that it sounded so good. Really psyched, and it was a good airplane album. Let's hear number 3. Things I've been telling myself for years. That's the band called Elbow. They've been around for a long time. I'm going to guess they've been around since 1994. Let me look. Nope, 1997. Well, that's later than I thought. The song is called Things I've Been Telling Myself for Years. I enjoy Elbow. There was a song called K2 on an album called Little Fictions. That record is very good, Little Fictions. They have a really cool, I don't know, they like to mess around in the studio, I think, with production and stuff, which I appreciate. But, you know, this album I didn't love as much, and I listened to the whole thing. This was the best song on it, and it was the first song on it, which sometimes happens, I get it. But yeah, Elbow, good on you. Here's number 2. One quick thing I learned about listening to this album is that the town in Alabama near Auburn is not Opelika, it's Opelika. That is Waxahachie. The song's called Right Back to It. Really enjoyed this, and really enjoyed this album. The top 2 this week were really neck and neck. This would have been number 1 in any other week if it was a different week, but just so happened there were 2 powerhouse records that came out. So, Waxahachie, Right Back to It, dug it. This whole album's good. Let's hear number 1. So much coming through every hour too. Can't get enough of you. You come around, I'm ruined. You come around, I'm ruined. So When did I become such a huge Adrian Lenker super fan? The song is called Ruined. I listened to this whole album on the plane here to Japan, and the whole album I was like, oh, this is really good. I'm really satisfied with this record. And then this song came on. It's the last song on the record. It's called Ruined, and it ruined me. It's so, so good. A perfect ending to a really great record. I actually bought this record in Japan. Came with a little J card, you know, the Japanese sort of sleeve. So I thought that was pretty cool. And of course, it's a good souvenir for this trip I just took that I really enjoyed. The thing that was tough was it put a lot of strain on my body. I'm not a young man anymore. But I was still able to have a great time at the shows with full knowledge that the next day I would be feeling just terrible. I'm actually feeling okay today, despite the fact that I hit my head on a light jumping up on a stage. And then yesterday I went into the crowd and hit my knee on something. And isn't this fun? I should just do a podcast about mishaps and falls from grace. No, falls from the standing position and then limping around Tokyo. I love you. Let's talk next week. Bye.